I'd like to read two more poems. I don't mean forever, I just mean for tonight. We have a large picture window in our living room which looks out on the Green Mountains in Vermont. And this poem is a meditation while looking out at the Green Mountains at twilight, when the mountains have become a silhouette and one can see the line that they make against the sky. It's a poem meditating on that random image, that line in nature that seems to come from nowhere and go nowhere and have no particular design. Looking at that image while at the same time sitting in the room and listening to a Mozart piano concerto. The poem is an attempt to mediate between that random sense of nature and the controlled and shaped sense of human art. I wanted to call it Double Concerto for Mountain and Orchestra, but I ended up calling it more simply Looking at a Mountain Range While Listening to a Mozart Piano Concerto. Looking eastward through my picture window over the snow, the sun just down, I see the mountain range hazing to one shade of blue. Now with the trees obscured, it is a sweep of shape darkening so flat one might not recognize a mountain range at all. Its silhouette is just a wandering line, drawn by a hand that might be falling asleep, or else so free that every arc it makes of rise or fall expresses the contentment that it feels at heart. Although it leads nowhere but on, and might as well drift off into another range of further blue. Brightly the piano asserts its melody. The orchestra gathers its colors to reply, true to the law that everything responds, nothing is left unanswered, that variation extends the self, as if one's life were made essential in a piano's theme, departing then returning one to what one is. And now again, it is the piano's turn. And now the separate instruments, again as one, move onward to their chosen end, beyond which nothing else will be desired. And so my ears pulse back into themselves. My eyes return to seeing what they see. The mountain silhouette, a floating line leading my sight where visible blue ends. It is an end in thought. My life goes on. Here I am deciding what to play next as you appear. Suddenly I recall when I first saw you 20 years ago playing your flute. I think of waterfalls in moonlight, orioles and cherry trees. Your smile extends the silence of your pause. And then, as if unsure where to go next, you walk adagio past me out the door, just as I hear the piano enter in. The mountain silhouette is now less sharp. Something seems missing as the record ends, spinning with a hiss that empty space must make between the stars. I move the needle to the start and light the lamp above my chair. There are no mountains anymore, only my reflection in the picture window, like a surgeon's X-ray, ghostly and remote. I hear the introduction once again. The piano sings so freshly that I feel the reason why the orchestra replies. And you return, carrying the flute your fingers have not graced for 20 years, as if a poem had conjured up the past to ease the fear of darkness and of chance. The one star in the sky is not enough to light the mountain range where darkness holds the shape my window frame provides. Once more, for the string's sake, the piano states its theme. The violins are moved. They love their part. Although I cannot see the dark beyond my mountains dark, I won't leave love to chance. I watch you in the window coming near, as if to the conclusion Mozart had in mind.